Commander Kane looked from the bridge of his mighty warship, Colossus. The central view screen showed a blue planet swirled with clouds, a world called Earth. Its defenses would only take a minute to annihilate. Then it would be known as Colony World 4729B. Commander Kane smoothed his neat iron-gray beard, brushed imaginary lint from the sleeve of his black uniform, and adjusted the campaign ribbons, making a rainbow over his chest. He nodded to his weapons crew to begin. 10 junior officers straightened at their stations. Their eager faces were lit from the nearby computers that showed missiles armed and a fleet of invasion craft ready to launch. Rule Officer Lieutenant Plagian cleared his throat. Commander Kane grimaced. This happened every single time. He held up a hand to signal the weapon officers to halt. Lieutenant Plagian wore a white uniform with gold buttons that should have made him stand out among the rest of the crew. Yet, he had the uncanny ability to sneak up on the commander.
"Yes, Lieutenant Plagian?" Commander Kane asked.
"Sir!" Plagian snapped a crisp salute. "Rule 039? I'm sure you meant to give the order." He arched one eyebrow, knowing very well the commander hadn't. "It is my duty to remind the commander that the test must be given to any world about to be conquered by the Eternal Empire."
"Rule 039, Commander Kane muttered. "Of course." The Empire spanned the galaxy. It ruled 400 colony worlds and would last forever because of its rules. All 33,452 of them.